When you last redesigned your website, did you create user personas? Chances are you probably did. User personas have become massively popular as a way to better understand your users. But what about understanding yourself? What about understanding your business? Aaron Walters has produced a great post over at Smashing Magazine about personality and your site's personality. Among other things, he's written, "Personas show us only half of what we need to see. Truly effective communication is bidirectional. We now know who they are, but who are we? If we share a bit of ourselves in our designs, we cannot only gain the trust of our audience, but also inspire impassioned users. Knowing yourself is so important for creating an engaging website. It can often be the key to success, and as Aaron goes on to write, in a crowded marketplace, personality helps distinguish you from your competition. Personality elicits an emotional response from the audience that encourages long-term memories of your brand. And personality attracts those who get you and deters those who don't. Personality impassions users who will become your most powerful marketing channel." So with all of that in mind, do you really understand who your organization is? In one of my own posts on the subject, I wrote, one of the first questions I ask news clients is, if your organization was a famous person, who would it be? This single question is far more useful and stimulates far more conversations than even the most detailed brand guidelines. This is a sentiment echoed in Aaron's own post, where he writes, "Think about it. If your website was a person, who would it be? Would the person be serious, buttoned up, all business type, yet trustworthy and capable? Or will he be a wisecracking buddy who makes the mundane tasks fun?" Not that injecting real personality into your website is without its risk, as Aaron goes on to point out. He says, "I'll be honest, there are some risks in designing with personality. Not everyone will like the result. But if you design to please everyone, you will please no one." I couldn't agree more with this. And it reflects something I said myself time and time again, which is you should offend no one with your design, but you should design for somebody. Of course, our design shouldn't be offensive, but it should be aimed at somebody. Otherwise, you end up with an insipid design that nobody loves. The real trick, of course, is working out how to take that personality and express it through the site. And I highly recommend you check out Aaron's post on the subject, because he really goes into that in a lot of detail and gives some great examples from his own experience. So check out his post on Smashing Magazine. There are links in the BOAG World show notes. And I'm also interested in your feedback. Your feedback in terms of how you've gone about ensuring your organization's character is reflected in the design and copy on your website.